Item three, open forum. No one signed up for open forum. Item four, Board of Trustee Business. A, Policy Instruction, Personnel Student Services Committee Meeting, Report of January 13th, 2014. Mrs. Gonzalez. Item B, Finance Audit Facilities Planning Committee Meeting, Report for January 15th, 2014. Mrs. Searles.
Do we have the minutes with them from the meeting?
No, ma'am.
Okay. We had a really effective meeting. I won't take a lot of time. Pretty much everything that was at that meeting is on this agenda. So, and it, the parts, if they're not on here, they were not recommended to the whole board, but I can't think of one thing that wasn't recommended. We had a good meeting, it went by quickly, and we're here tonight to vote on the results of the meeting. Thank you.
Any questions? Anybody have any questions? Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes, sir. Item five, consent agenda. Administration recommends approval as presented. Item 4C, Algebra 2 Speech Resolution. Dr. Galaviz.
I make a motion that we approve the resolution as presented by administration.
I'll second that.
And this is regarding the continuance of Algebra 2 and speech as graduation requirements in Texas public schools.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Gonzalez, please call the roll.
Mr. Coronado.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mrs. Searles.
Yes.
Ms. Quintana, if you could please repeat it for someone and the law. Hopefully we can send out a press release for you.
Yes.
Yes.
Resolution regarding the continuance of Algebra 2 and speech as graduation requirements in Texas Public High School. Whereas the Castillo Union School District believes access to higher level mathematics courses provides students with the tools necessary to be successful in life after high school, and whereas advanced mathematics courses are integral for professional and vocational careers in the high demand areas like medicine, engineering, science, and computer information systems, careers that can help minority students end the cycle of poverty and reach higher earning potential, and whereas Algebra 2 is considered by mathematicians to be a catalyst course for success in higher rigor courses like trigonometry and calculus, which are critical in the high demand professional and vocational careers, and whereas studies show students who master Algebra 2 have higher rates of success in high school, college, and the workforce than students who master just 1 year of algebra, and whereas it is the goal of Panteo ISD to graduate students who are well prepared for life after high school, including college, vocational training, or the workforce. And whereas the Panteo Independent School District also believes success after high school can be contingent to adequate and proper form of communication, whether interpersonal, digital, or professional. And whereas high school speech classes have traditionally taught student effective ways to express, communicate, and debate topics using research, reason, and analysis skills that are paramount for individuals who desire to take on leadership roles, both personally and professionally. And now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of the Panteo Independent School District, City of El Paso County, Texas, that, one, the matters and facts stated in the preamble hereof are found and determined to be true and correct and accurately express the desires of the Board of Trustees for Panteo Independent School District. Two, for the reasons stated above, Panteo ISD respectfully requests that the members of the Texas Legislature cease any further attempt at amending the requirements for high school graduation in the state to eliminate the need to master algebra and speech. Number three, Panteo ISD also respectfully requests that the members of the Texas State Board of Education reverse its decision to eliminate Algebra 2 and speech as a requirement for graduation in Texas public high schools. Number four, the superintendent is hereby directed to forward a certified copy of this resolution to all appropriate governmental and civic organizations and their leadership.
Board President Quintana and members of the board, as to Mr. Rodriguez's comments, we intend to do just that. We're also participating in a region-wide press conference tomorrow morning at 10 in the morning at the Region 19 Education Service Center, including one of our math students from the math team, very successful math team, will participate in this press conference to show our opposition and the school board's opposition now that this resolution has been passed to these matters. So we intend to do a full phone out.
Yeah. Can we send that press release today?
Excuse me?
Can we send our press release today?
We had coordinated.
We don't have our own personal statement we want to report.
We will, but we had coordinated with the whole region to do a group effort at first and then do our own separate one. Do you wish me to?
I would say since the board has approved it, this is the board's decision to send one out and at the same time going to the conference as a region as well. That's what I was recommending, so it was a board decision to do that.
We can do that.
Item 5, Consent Agenda. Administration recommends approval as presented. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Motion passes.
5E.
The reason I continue to pull this is just to recognize the donation that we received. A particular note was the Texas Music Educators Association, which donated $702, as well as Myers Ace Hardware, almost $400. The biggest one that we received was from Gary and Elizabeth Zelenak, $1,500. And I know that our administration is doing wonders on making sure that they get thanked individually. But I just wanted to make sure that we were continuing to highlight these numerous donations. In fact, so many that I couldn't even write them all down. So, with that, I'd like to move to approve 5B.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second.
Mr. Coronado.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mrs. Searles.
Yes.
December meeting, the board members' hours were read, and we found discrepancies in the hours that were read. We were lacking credit for hours of training that we had done. I was hoping if possible they were corrected. Thank you. And that was it. Yes, I move to approve the consent agenda A1 and December 17th.
Mr. Coronado.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mrs. Searles.
Yes.
Item 6, executive session. The meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Sections 55107 and 55182. For discussion regarding personnel matters and contract abandonment by Myra Ann Elder and possible report to TEA and ESBET.
And 551.082.